Blog Talk Radio.
Check one.
Welcome in, welcome in. The Fast 6 minutes in sports rolling. All right, so it is week one of the National Football League. Here you go, Furlings. Week one of the National Football League, you're sure live anymore sitting with you now. Check this out. The reason we had to get started today, this time, is because we wanted to get out of the way of what goes on the rest of the day, i.e. the National Football League. So rather than make you all wait for another hour and me bumping heads with all the wonderful pregame shows that are going on today, we figured we'd get this stuff, get it in now, get you all wrapped up, get you all hyped for your Sunday NFL. Now, it's important to you to understand and realize that this is week one in the National Football League. What does that mean? It means this is how you set your platform for the rest of your season, especially if you're a fantasy football player. You've done your draft, you've set your lineup, you're ready to rock and roll. Or are you? Okay. You've made your bets with your friends for the weekend. Maybe you've had some props things going on. Maybe you're in some survival pools. Whatever you're in, hopefully it's good for you and you're having a great time doing it. Here is the deal. It is week one of the National Football League. You have waited 5.5 months for this day to get here. Well, at least 5 months to get here. The last time you saw National Football League, it was when Peyton Manning missed a snap and the onslaught was on and Seattle was basically running over Denver. The chances of that Seattle Seahawks team repeating up until Thursday night looked pretty slim, but they looked awfully good Thursday night crushing Green Bay. How do you want to say it? 36-13 was maybe been the score, but one-sided. Defense still wins. I don't know how you go an entire four quarters of football with any team and not do what you're basically built to do, which is throw the football. And it's not that they weren't throwing the football. They weren't throwing it. They weren't utilizing the entire field. I know Richard Sherman is a great cornerback, but you do not shut down who you are to not throw the ball to the right side of the field. Not one throw went to that right side. There's respect, and then there's shooting yourself in the foot. And unfortunately, that's exactly what Green Bay did in this possible football game. Eddie Lacy, the concussion, hopefully he's doing well. He'll be back hopefully within a week's time. As for Green Bay to move forward, they're going to need both Aaron Rodgers and Eddie Lacy to be at their best. That team does not have enough depth and I hate to say talent, but depth for sure at the skill position, especially on the offensive line, to withstand too many injuries. Again, injuries decimated them last year, and it took everything Aaron Rodgers had to get that team into the playoffs in that last little Hail Mary thing to Randall Cobb, which beat the Bears and got them into the playoffs. But it's a brand new year, and optimism, you know, abounds for all teams, including my boys, the Chicago Bears. Of course, I'm a homer. I admit that, as always. I've listed my picks on Facebook, so for those of you who are on Facebook this morning, go check out the Fast 60 Minutes in Sports webpage. You'll see all the NFL picks for this week. We did have Seattle winning that game against Green Bay. Didn't have it quite as one-sided as it wound up being, you know, even though the score may not reflect it. It was pretty dominant by Seattle. In the meantime, we'll get you all your fantasy love. We'll get you all your updates from the NBA with the FIBA basketball tournaments going on with the USA continuing to dominate. We'll get you your fantasy rankings for those of you not quite sure who to start and sit yet. We'll also get you updates on your Major League Baseball playoffs as that starts to wind down now. I am an Oriole fan, so, hey, Cub fan, Oriole fan, go figure, all right, is what it is. Anyway, the original theme to start the show today was not necessarily supposed to be Keep On Moving. I do appreciate that. It was great by default. But while you guys enjoy this and get you a little boogie on a Sunday morning with 50 minutes left in the hour, this was the original theme that was supposed to start the day. All right, check it out.
Thank you.
quite sure what you just tuned into. That is a great, mighty, as we used to say back in the 70s, the mighty, mighty sounds of the Yarborough Peoples. They call it Don't Stop the Music. And it doesn't stop here on the fastest 60 minutes in sports. Now, for those of you that are on Facebook right now, someone has just put out a video called the Jaw-Dropping Chicago Sports Hype Video. It says it'll give you a chill, so be sure you get a chance to check that out. For those of you needing to see something maybe a little hyped for today, as you get ready, hopefully you've got all your libations together, you've got all your snacks together. For those of you on the grill this morning, hopefully you're firing that grill up, getting your good brats and get all the stuff that you want on there. As you get ready for your opening day in the National Football League, for those of you in the Middle Earth, for Green Bay fans, you're not going to be in first place after Sunday. I say that tongue-in-cheek because, let's face it, anytime the Green Bay Packers lose in a division where you've got Minnesota, Detroit, and Chicago, you just feel a little warm and fuzzy about the other teams. Green Bay has been so dominant for so long, and yes, you probably do have the best quarterback in the game in Aaron Rodgers. Does that mean you have the best legacy? No. The best lineage? No. Okay. Peyton Manning has done it for too long. Tom Brady's done it for too long, and they are at the pinnacle of that game. That does not mean to say that Aaron Rodgers isn't great, because he is. But it's always fun to see Aaron kind of go down every now and then. All right, chances are you'll see Green Bay anywhere between 8 and 10 wins this year. They got issues on depth. Anyway, all right, let's see. What do we want to knock out here? Let's knock out Major League Baseball for you, for those of you following the baseball world. Some milestones last night. Albert Pujols hit number 2,500 and scores his 1,500th run. Now, look, Pujols quietly has been the guy that everyone wants to basically eclipse Barry Bonds' home run records and everything else, because for his career, he's been clean. And baseball pundits and fans want a guy that is simply clean. They want someone they can hang their hat on as their hero. I mean, for years, Hank Aaron was that guy. He was the guy that was always clean, played hard, played it right, did everything right. And it's not to take anything away from Barry Bonds. Let's face it, hitting a 98-mile-an-hour fastball is by far the hardest thing to do in sports. But those who believe the flaxseed oil and the rubs and all that stuff somehow were steroids and made his head big and whatever. Here's one thing Barry Bonds never did. He never failed a drug test. Okay, like him or not, believe what you want to believe, hype or otherwise, he did stand and tell you what he did do. As much as they wanted Barry to rat on a lot of his friends and trick on people left and right, that's not his M.O. Barry Bonds, to me, gets all ultimate credit, all right? And he is the home run king, whether you like him or not. Okay, he may not have been so social or personable with the media. So what? Every time they tried to accuse him, all he did was go out and hit another home run. His hand-eye coordination, second to none. Only to one day hopefully be bested by a guy like Albert Pujols, because Albert Pujols plays the game the right way. Now, when I say play the game the right way, I'm not saying that Albert doesn't take a supplement or a vitamin or an aspirin from time to time. I mean, he goes out and he plays hard every single day. He puts it on the line every day. No excuses. Lays it out there. Does it all. I despise the fact that he started his career in St. Louis and was so dominant. But the reality is, he's that good. Now with the Angels continuing to dominate. Angels get an 8-5 win last night over the Twins. People in St. Louis, let's face it, you miss Albert. I don't care how good your team is. Your Cardinals are in first place right now, and they've gotten hot recently. You miss Albert Pujols. It's just not the same. Okay, that little slow kind of lumbering kind of setup swing at the outset, and then the explosion. I mean, there was an explosion. When this young man swings a bat, there's an explosion at the extension of that swing through that zone that basically signals Albert has arrived. Anyway, baseball today, White Sox in Cleveland, Mets and Reds, Atlanta, Miami, Kansas City, first place in the AFC, in the American League Central. Getting the Yankees, Toronto, Boston, Philly, and the Washington Nationals. Baltimore against Tampa Bay again today. St. Louis and Milwaukee, that's a big series for the National League Central. The Los Angeles Angels, Minnesota Twins, Pittsburgh and Chicago. Here's one thing about the Chicago Cubs. Now, yeah, they're kind of the bottom feeders because they've been a reclamation project for the last 2 years. But since the All-Star break, that team's above 500 and have played really good baseball. It's the young kids. It is truly a young kids movement going on there. And yeah, I saw an article recently that said, you know, has the movement kind of come to fruition now because they're playing such competitive sports. Do not be surprised if the Cubs are right there continuing next year. Seattle and Texas getting started about 3:05 Eastern time. Houston and Oakland at 4:05. Arizona and Los Angeles Dodgers this afternoon at 4:10. San Diego, Colorado, and the San Francisco Giants taking on the Detroit Tigers. That is your Major League Baseball calendar for today. Let's get you some standing updates and say who's where and what they're doing and why they're doing it. The Orioles can have an 8.5-game lead over the Yankees in the American League East. That's just always a pleasant surprise. Anytime it's not the Red Sox and the Yankees, it's always pleasant. And the Red Sox have kind of fallen off the map. Now 19.5 games back, so it is Baltimore's division to win. Gosh. You know, they've lost the last two again, 82-59, 8.5 games up on the Yankees. All right. So what's that leave us with? 130, 141, 21 games left to go for Baltimore, 8.5 game lead. Yeah, you're feeling pretty good about that right now. The team who should be feeling pretty bad about this is the Toronto Blue Jays. On paper, one of the better teams in baseball, just has not been able to get to birth that thing out of a division championship yet. But they're sitting there in third, a game and a half behind the Yankees, 10 games out behind the Orioles. In the Central, the Kansas City Royals, 7-62, 2 games up on Detroit, 5 games up on Cleveland. And after that, it's a massive fall-off, 15.5 games back to the White Sox, 18 back to the Twins. So Kansas City taking care of business in the American League Central. In the American League West, the Los Angeles Angels, 86-55, 6 games up on Oakland. There's a team that was hot and then has fallen off the map and let the Angels kind of creep back in. Angels have been hot, now 31 games above 500. Baseball's funny. You can be 20 games above 500 and be dominating. If you're 30 games over 500, yeah, there's something fundamentally wrong there because the game is full of parity. But it is what it is. Angels 31 games above 500 and with a 6-game lead over Oakland, dominating the American League West. In the National League, it is your Washington Nationals with a 6-game lead over Atlanta, and they've got to be careful now because the Nets have lost two. Here come the Atlanta Braves putting that push on. It's going to be interesting down the stretch, see how that goes with 140 games down, 22 left in the season, and a 6-game lead that is seemingly shrinking quickly. Miami's 11 games back, Mets 13 games back, Philly 13.5 games back. There's a team that truly fell off the map, the Philadelphia Phillies. Nonetheless, it's the Nats division to have 6 games up with just 22 to go. So differential looks good in their behavior, but we'll see what happens. Hopefully their pitching can hold up. In the National League Central, St. Louis has kind of taken control of that division with Milwaukee falling off the map. Milwaukee's fallen 4 games back of St. Louis now. Cardinals at 78-64. Again, 20 games left to go in their season. Pittsburgh, 4.5 back, not to be completely outdone yet. They're still putting some pressure on those guys. They've won the last two from Chicago. Cincinnati, 67-55. You all know me. I'm not a, after the 2003 debacle that was the Chicago Cubs, me and Dusty don't get along. So the Reds can be 11 games back. They can be 20 games back. The Reds aren't winning anything anytime soon. And then the rookie kid, the Cubs, 64-78. Even though they lost their last two, the reality is they've been playing good baseball. And it's all for these guys. It's all about the future for the Chicago Cubs. In the National League West, the Dodgers, 80-62. The Niners, I see San Francisco, I think Niners. You can tell it's football day. The Giants, 70-64, 2 games back. San Diego, 13.5 game back. Arizona, 21 back. Colorado, 22. So that's a two-man race, obviously, with the Giants putting a push on to have a say-so in the National League West. What does this mean for your playoff picture? Well, your division winners right now, Baltimore, Kansas City, L.A., Washington, St. Louis, and the Dodgers. What about the wild card standings? Your wild card standings. In the American League, it's Oakland and Seattle tied, with Detroit 1.5 games back. In the National League, it's the Giants, Atlanta, Milwaukee, all atop the wild card, all with the same exact record. I'm sorry, San Francisco's played more games. They've got 4 more wins, so they're heading in the win column. So percentage-wise, about 0.03 of a percent better than Atlanta and Milwaukee, followed closely by Pittsburgh, a half game back. So a lot of things are unsettled in the playoffs for baseball this year. So for those of you baseball pundits and fans, stay tuned. It's going to be fun to see how that kind of works itself out. Now, to basketball and the FIBA tournament. It's almost silly to someone talk about it because the U.S. team has been so dominant with Kyrie Irving, with Derrick Rose. I understand there was a bout of a defensive lapse against Mexico recently, but really, I mean, was the game ever really truly in doubt? And when Steph Curry got hot from three, the rest was kind of a done deal. Anyway, just a tidbit of information. The Converses worn by Michael Jordan back in the Olympics are on the way to auction. Not sure what that's all about, but No, maybe they're going to raise some money for charity, but hopefully it cannot be because they're raising money for Mike. Come on now, really? So you see James Harden and the guys there, and they just look like they're so dominant. They've actually ranked the World Cup basketball team, man. Are you ready for this one? The USA is not number one. What began as a 24-team field is down to 16, so it's time for the International Known Power Rankings Committee of One to weigh in on with one or more FIBA Basketball World Cup editions as the single elimination portion of the tournament begins this weekend. So, even though Spain is ranked number one, even though last ranking they were number two, you still got to pick the United States to beat Spain. I'm sorry. And the title game was going to take place in Madrid. But if we're doing the power rankings based on what we saw in pool play, Spain has played better basketball than... Oh, it even hurts me to say that, even though I'm reading this. I'm not doing this. I'm not. I have the roughest time with this. They may have played better, maybe as a team. You're not going to convince me that... That squad that represents the USA is going to be beaten by Spain, Brazil, or Greece. I just don't see it. And, yeah, I'm a homer. I admit it. I am a USA basketball fan, so, you know, sue me. France, number 5. Lithuania, number 6. Turkey, number 7. Argentina, number 8. Serbia, number 9. Slovenia, number 10. 11 is Australia. 12, New Zealand. 13, Croatia. 14, the Dominican Republic. 15, Senegal. 16, Mexico. 17, Ukraine. 18, Angola. 19, Finland. And 20... the Philippines. Rounds out your top 20 in the rankings. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to. I almost got nauseous. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. All right, so there's your baseball love. There's your basketball love. A little tidbit from the world of hockey. Joe Nieuwendyk is back in the NHL. Johnny Boychuk could be on the move. And Todd Bertuzzi is looking for a job. How about that? That's your NFL love. Panthers signed number 1 overall pick. Ekblad. Bruins Krejcik gets a 6-year deal, $43.5 million in extension. And the Avalanche sign Barry to a 2-year contract. There you go. All right, that's about as much NFL you're going to get right now. As seasons and preseasons start getting ramped up, camps are getting started many camps are getting started around NHL and the NBA. But today, as you all know, is the first day of the greatest season of the year. Why? It is the National Football League. So I suppose this means you want some picks. You can check out the picks, the documented picks on Facebook at The Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. If you had questions or concerns, you could call me at 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. Let me say it again. 619-639-4747 is the number to call if you want to chat with yours truly Vinny Moore about anything in the world of sports. Okay. Someone stopped me recently and asked me how I felt about Michael Sam not making the Rams. Let me be clear. I am a football fan. I am a prognosticator. I, from time to time, dabble in Las Vegas and have some fun. But I keep it simple. The game is about football. It isn't about your orientation. It isn't about your platform, per se. And while platforms certainly surface from time to time based on decisions that are made or things that are voiced out, the reality is, this was a football decision. I have Jeff Fisher and the Rams in the highest level of regard in how they handle this situation. It is not easy to take a polarizing subject such as Michael Sam and really truly give him a fair shot in the National Football League. In the end, it comes down to can you play. It was determined by that Rams, a very, very talented Rams defense, that there were players in the team that simply played better than Michael Sam. So Jerry Jones, being the businessman that he does, and you can sell it how you want to sell it, Michael Sam and that defense need help, and he's going to be on the practice squad. But if you're really in that such a dire straits, how bad is today going to be for you? It's going to be bad. All right, you get the Niners today in Dallas, that's going to be bad. But notwithstanding that, Jerry Jones sees an opportunity not only to solidify or strengthen his defense, and I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's doing this to benefit his team. If you believe that, God bless you. I believe this is an economic ploy. I love Jerry, but Jerry's a businessman. Jerry sees butts in seats. Jerry sees another marketable sector of the world that he can take some economic prowess from. Let me put him here. Let me put him here. Let me get some feelers here. Let me do this. Let me sell more Michael Sam jerseys than anywhere else. Opinion? I stand by it. I won't back down from it. Now, if anyone out there wants to give me a call at 619-639-4747 with a different opinion, I'll listen to you. I don't know that you're going to convince me, but I'll listen to you. All right? Can Michael Sam play in the National Football League? I believe he can. Was he terribly slow at the combine? Yes, he was. Was he slow compared to other players in the league? Perhaps. Does he have a quick first step? It's not bad. Not bad at all. He's a rookie. He's got some learning to do. Okay. With all the talented young men that come into this league every single year and fight for a roster spot, I asked it then, why was this kid in E-News? Because in the end, the National Football League is about its business, which is football. Can you play? Can you help the Rams win a football game? Now, can you help the Dallas Cowboys slow anybody down? Because they can't stop water right now. Okay. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Much love to Roger Goodell and the NFL for finally getting the whole situation with Ray Rice sorted out and getting it right this time around. I will be a little anal in the sense that, yeah, we all thought two-game suspension was more of a joke than anything else for Ray Rice. Now to come down with stringent rules and penalties, six-game suspension, a potential lifetime suspension, and now the notion that these things can transcend back to when you were in high school. That's a bold move for a man who is wielding unmanageable authority in certain sectors of the league, yet he does it. I think the timing is amazing because I had sent a letter to Mr. Goodell espousing, as the Men's Stopping Violence movement in Chicago was continuing to push forward, that we expected more. We expected better. But those of us who want to work with young men at the youngest level to make sure that they understand they've got better options besides domestic violence in terms of how to handle situations, we expect better. We expect more. We want more. We don't support that type of behavior. So that in and of itself is a reason for us to write a letter. At least I wrote the letter. And less than 36 hours later, this ruling comes down for six-game suspensions. I get the point. Maybe mine was the tipping point of an onslaught of communications coming from a variety of different groups, women's groups, groups on sensitivity, whatever the case. I mean, just groups around the world, you know, literally just cutting the knees off in the NFL saying, listen, you know, at one point, 47% of your buying power was women. Are you really willing to give all that up for a guy with two-game suspension? Really? And there are broader strokes of that, obviously, than what we're hinting on right here right now. But nonetheless, the fact is an opportunity has presented itself. And this time around, Roger Goodell seems to have gotten it right, at least to some degree right. 25 before the hour. 25 left in this ride, anyway, on the fastest 60 minutes and worst week one edition. We've touched your MLB, we've touched your NHL, we've touched your NBA. One thing we haven't touched on is your college football, and that was, let's just say, a lot of fun. A lot of fun yesterday. The first 2 weeks have been really a lot of fun. Let's run down your top 25 scores, because that's always fun to do. And what did we just do here? Not sure what I did there, but there we go. All right, nonetheless. I want to run down the top 25 in college football. We're going to have some fun things to talk about here pretty soon. All right, number 25, Louisville, a 60-21 win over Murray. 24, Missouri, it rolls over Toledo, 49-20. The Clemson? I can't remember. Also, my acronyms are kind of screwed up. Clemson, 73-7. Oh, that's drubbing. South Carolina, 23 winner over Eastern Carolina. North Carolina holds on against San Diego State, 31-27. Number 20, KSU, 32-28 win over ISU. Number 19, Nebraska, 31-24 against MCNS. Number 18, Wisconsin bounces back over Western Illinois University, 37-3. Number 17, ASU rolls over UNM, 58-23. Number 16, Notre Dame just put it in Michigan's face, 31-0. That is the last game of that rivalry, at least for a while. Again, we'll see exactly how that happens. I know the big pundits were arguing all week long over was Michigan a big rival of Notre Dame? The answer is no. It was a lot of fun, but Michigan's biggest rival is still Ohio State. That's not going to change. Notre Dame's biggest rival is USC at the end of the year. Anyway, 31-0, Michigan gets drubbed. Mississippi, a 41-3 winner over Vanderbilt. USC holds on against a game Stanford team, 13-10. Let's talk about defense in that one. LSU, number 12, a 56-0 winner in its game. UCLA holds on against Memphis, 42-30. That was a great game to watch. UCLA 42, Memphis 35. Number 10, Baylor, 70-6. Can anyone stop that offense? And the Kenny Hill story continues. Texas A&M, 73-3 over Lamar. We'll have to come back and revisit that because Kenny Hill's going to be the new – I would say he's the new Johnny Manziel, but let's face it, he's a whole different player. Number 8, OSU loses. Am I seeing that right? Hang on a second. That says OSU lost. 35-21. Is that Virginia Tech? Am I seeing this? Virginia Tech shocks number 8 Ohio State. So they did, 35-21. All right. Number 5, Auburn, a 59-13 winner over San Jose State. Oklahoma rolls over Tulsa, 52-7. Oregon, 46, Michigan State, 27. Now, as much as that might sting Michigan State's playoff chances, that's a good loss for Michigan State. Oregon's really, really good. High-powered Marcus Mariota strong. Number 2, Alabama, 41-0 over FAU. And Florida State continues to roll over the Citadel, 37-12. So what's that mean for your playoff picture right now? It means Florida State will be there, Alabama will be there, Oregon will be there. The only question at this point is who's in that fourth chair? Is it Oklahoma sitting there at 50, with the win at number 4? I think there's going to be a lot said about that. Now, Auburn's going to have something to say about that at some point. I don't know that I can get with Oklahoma at that number 4 spot, but you never know. Okay, for Michigan State, some things have to kind of break their way. This isn't over yet. You can be a one-loss team in that tournament, that's for sure. There's a lot of football yet to be played. Okay, I am a little stunned by Ohio State. But let's go back and take a look real quick at Texas A&M. This is bad. I say bad only because Texas A&M is a true powerhouse now. Starting the day out at rank number 9, now 2-0 in play, 1-0 in the SEC. 21 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second, 14 in the third, 28 in the fourth, 73-3. Texas A&M, Kenny Hill, 4 touchdowns, 283 yards. Not a big yardage day because he didn't necessarily need it. Wide receiver Holmes, 3 receptions, 75 yards. That's a big guy, 1 TD. This is an efficient day by Texas A&M. So they at this rate, they're going to have a true say-so in how that playoff plays itself out. And again, we got a long way to go, another 8 to 9 games. But, yeah, you could probably start that whole argument over the Kenny Hill for Heisman conversation. And apparently, he didn't play the whole game. Kenny Hill went 17-26 for 283 yards. Kyle Allen comes in, goes 12-16 for 122. Hill throws for 4 touchdowns. Kyle throws for 2 more. Combined for 29-42, 405 yards, a 9.6 passing average, 6 touchdowns, 1 pick. Pick thrown by Kyle Allen. Is Texas A&M the next big program? I think they're here. Kevin Sumlin has got it going in Texas A&M, and there does not appear to be anything slowing them down. So keep an eye on Texas A&M. Okay, 619-639-4747. 619-639-4747. The pregame show to pregame shows. So we're gonna run out of here right around 11 o'clock Eastern time. That's not right. That's not right. We're gonna run out of here about 12 noon. 12 noon Eastern time. Make way for Fox, CBS, and all the pundits tonight. Get a little NBC love as the week one gets rolling in the National Football League. 2 games tomorrow night. On Monday night, and they've done this now for a couple of years. I'm not really quite sure if it's kind of lost its flavor yet, but that's what they've done. So here's your rundown. Week one, you already saw Seattle take care of business Thursday night. What you have not seen: the New Orleans Saints at Atlanta, Minnesota at St. Louis, Cleveland at Pittsburgh, Jacksonville at Philadelphia, Oklahoma at the New York Jets, Cincinnati at Baltimore, Buffalo in Chicago, the Washington Redskins in Houston, Tennessee at Kansas City, New England at Miami, Carolina, Tampa Bay, San Francisco at Dallas, Indianapolis at Denver, the New York Giants in Detroit. That's our shocking upset of the week, by the way. San Diego and Arizona. Now, let's get to the picks. Why don't we just do that? Let's just get to the picks. We've teased you long enough. We've done enough kind of toying and toying with you, like the cat with a mouse, slapping you around a little bit, just having a little fun. Let's get you something you can really get ignorant with. All right. Now, for those of you who can find them, you can get to your Facebook account. You can find all of our picks this week. NFL picks week one on the fastest 60 minutes in sport. Let's just run this down with 17 left in the hour. All right, we already know about Seattle and Green Bay. It's a done deal. Yes, we were right on that one. Okay. We believe the game of the week is Indianapolis at Denver. I'm not going to read you the whole thing. That's just not good radio necessarily. Let's just read you your winners, and then we can have a little more conversation about some other things. Colts at Denver. That's my pick. Broncos 44, Colts 38. The shootout of the week, the Niners and the Dallas Cowboys. Now, the Niners have got some holes on defense. Dallas can't stop anybody. This should be a Donnybrook. Look for the 49ers. What defense they do have left to shut down what will be left of the Cowboys, but it's going to be a bit of a Donnybrook. 49ers 48, Cowboys 28. That's my prognostication. I stick by it. New Orleans at Atlanta. I have the New Orleans Saints winning this game by a touchdown, 34-27. If I were going to the window, I would not touch this game because Matt Ryan, Roddy White, Julio Jones could have a little something to say about my prognostication, but I think the Saints right now on paper are probably arguably one of the better teams and ran prime to make a run for a Super Bowl once again. Talent on offense, a Rex Ryan defense this year should bode well for the New Orleans Saints. I have them winning this game 34-27. The lock of the week, Pittsburgh over the Cleveland Browns. Why? Cleveland can't get out of its own way, all right? And I say that, and it has nothing to do with Johnny Football. It has more to do with it's the Cleveland Browns playing Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh will win this game 26-10, roughly. It would take a catastrophic fall off for Big Ben Roethlisberger to give away this game. I just don't see it happening, okay? However, the upset of the week, the New York Giants over the Detroit Lions. That's right. I said it, as bad as the Giants have looked this year, I got a funny feeling that they're going to find a way to beat the, I won't say hapless, they're problematic Detroit Lions. Get a brand new head coach who's going to bring and preach discipline, but I don't think he gets there week one. Okay, this is a primetime rematch of one of the ugliest games you've ever seen. I don't know that you had enough time to kind of heal from the mistake field disaster that happened at Ford Field about a December ago. Anyway. If you're going to pine your hopes to Matt Stafford, yeah, look at Eli's two rings and see how you feel about that as well. All right, Giants 20, Lions 17. You'll hear from Megatron early in the game, but not late. All right, Buffalo at Chicago. Trestman and the Bears got way too many offensive weapons. The Bills' defense, albeit good, is not informed just yet. Look for the Bears to take care of business, 27-13. I'm looking for a 14-point win from Chicago. Cincinnati at Baltimore, looking at the Ravens, 23-20 of Bengals. That'll be a bit of a shock for some of you guys, but I'm losing faith in Andy Dalton. That's why. I'm starting to love the Ravens D all over again. Look for the Ravens to find a way. Ravens and Flacco on those guys, they'll find a way. Jacksonville at Philadelphia. This is my personal survivor pick of the day. Eagles should handle business with that high-powered offense and the quick strike offense, 38-23. Defense a little bit questionable, but nonetheless, I think they'll run enough plays to get it done. So if you're in a survivor pool and you can choose Philadelphia this week, I take the Philadelphia Eagles to take care of business against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Minnesota at the St. Louis Rams. Now, this is fun. On paper, anytime you get Adrian Peterson on the field, you get a shot. But not in this case. Okay. The Rams have lost Sam Bradford again, and they'll put their hopes on Sean Hill. But, man, it's hard when you've got a Rams defense and a suspect Vikings offensive line. Robert Quinn, those guys are going to bring the heat. I just think the Rams are going to be a little bit too much for the Vikings to handle. Yes, you've got AP back there. I just don't think he's going to get enough touches today. I'm giving the Rams a win 20-19 in this game. New England at Miami. With the addition of Darrelle Revis, the Patriots may be on paper one of the best teams in the National Football League. I don't think they have much problem going down to Miami. I think they'll have some issues on defense. Miami will put up a couple of points, but I think Patriots take care of business 34-20 in this game. Now, one of the more intriguing games for me is Oklahoma at the New York Jets. A West Coast team having to travel all across the country, East Coast, play a 1 o'clock start is historically not done well. But if you saw Derek Carr play against the number ones in Seattle, you realize this may be the oxymoronic he may be the antidote, I guess is what I'm looking for. Even though I've got the Jets winning the game 24-21 because I don't have a lot of faith in the Raiders' defense, the reality is I think Carr can make this game interesting. And I'll call that game a pick'em now. I still think the Jets will win it, but it'll be close. Tennessee Titans at the Kansas City Chiefs. What can I tell you about this one? Kansas City is on the verge of being a playoff team. The Tennessee Titans are a version of being a mirror of what they once were. Chiefs don't have Dwayne Bowe, but they do have Alex Smith and Jamal Charles. And that will, in the midst of earning big money, will help out a lot. Okay, the Washington Redskins at the Houston Texans. JG2, better known as Jay Gruden, makes his debut as Redskins head coach. But we aren't crazy about what we've seen from the supposed new RG3. J.J. Watt just got paid. Jadeveon Clowney is about to get made working against a dysfunctional offense, which Romeo Crennel will show no love to. Bill O'Brien has some QB concerns of his own. But Arian Foster and Andre Johnson alleviate a lot of those bumps and bruises. I cannot, in good conscience, find a way for the Texans to lose this game. However, this is a Texans team that found a way to lose 12 games last year. Or was it 14? They only won two. Either way it goes, not a good team. But I think they get a little healthy today with a dysfunctional Redskins team. And I say that tongue-in-cheek because I like the Redskins and I want them to do well. I just can't find them winning against the Texans. Texans win it 24-20. Carolina at Tampa Bay. I've got Tampa Bay winning a very boring game. We don't know if Cam's going to play or how much he's going to play with those cracked ribs, but this will be a defensive football game. And Lovie Smith plays defense, and Carolina plays defense. I'm going to give this to the Buccaneers 13-10. A bit of a slide against Cam to some degree, but it's in Tampa Bay, and there'll be some heat out there, and I think even though they'll be conditioned for it, I just think Tampa Bay just ekes one out here. It's not indicative of the season, though. It's just one game. San Diego at the Arizona Cardinals. As every time I get ready to get on the Phillip Rivers bandwagon and ride San Diego, they find a way to reel me back in. The Cardinals won 10 games last year, but they're a little older. They've lost some pieces on defense. And you still got Carson Palmer back here, who, even though he wanted to blow the dust off, and the fact of the matter is he's still a serviceable quarterback. You got to go with the Cardinals, 30-24 at home. Just is what it is, okay? So that's your late money game, by the way. I'm missing the money game. Did I hit everybody? I think I got everybody. I think I did. Yeah, the other one's the Giants and the Lions game. Okay, good. All right, for those of you looking for some fun nostalgia, get out to the Fast 60 Minutes in the sports page. You'll see a great picture of Earl Campbell, the Tyler Rose, along with Sweetness, Walter Payton, both of them wearing their 34s for their respective teams, and a fun time years, years ago, all right, when football and Sunday afternoons were fun and it was still about family, all right? I know we're a different breed of people nowadays, but the reality is we still love each other, and that's important. 9 minutes to go in what is now going to be your week one. We're going to get out of the way for all your affiliates, the Foxes, the CBSs for their pregame shows, so you can have some fun, all right? But before we do that, we haven't done we didn't do News of the Weird, did we? Oh, yeah, we'll table that because we need to get our audio sorted out for that as well. We don't quite have all of it there yet. There's some fun things. You know, historically, we do the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Blocks, courtesy of the ESPN. They've kind of changed that this year, and that's not a bad thing. They've kind of moved forward with that. Let's see. A temporary pause. Okay, not sure what that is, but that didn't go anywhere, so never mind so much for that. We're going to commit to about 10 more seconds of this, and then we're going to move on. All right, that's so much for that. Oh, hey, now what are you doing there? You're doing weird things. All right, let's get out of that. we're going to move on. All right, 8 before the hour. Let's pay a few bills, and we'll be right back at you with the last few minutes. Love you guys, and there's absolutely nothing that you can do about it. Talk to you in a minute.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Everybody knows that, Parker.
Well, did you know auctioneers make bad grocery store clerks?
It'll be $23.50. Now 75, 23.75, hold on, hey, to get down, 23.75, and 24, hey, $24, 24 and a quarter, quarter, now half, 24 and a half, and 75, and 25, now quarter, hey, 26 and a quarter, don't pay to get down, 20, you want to do it, 5 and a quarter, sold to the man in the khaki jacket.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What's into the fastest 6 minutes in the sport? Fastest 60 minutes in sports. Fastest. All right, back on the ride. Seven. You know, I actually love that track, that Living It Up track. Yeah, that hard thump. Doom. We got to come up with a clean version of it. The track is hot. The track is incredibly hot. Let's get a clean version. All right. Is that a flashback? Let's see. Let's do a flashback real quick and we'll move forward.
If everybody go out there and do what we've been doing this whole camp, and week one, we going to beat this team, cuz. Don't worry about nothing. We've been to beat this team.
We know a lot of people don't like us. We don't care. I know a lot of people don't like me. I don't care.
Yeah.
But we're going to play some football today.
Wow. Week one, love. I think that's the Ravens, isn't it? Terrell Suggs? Yeah. You know, people don't like him. Dude, give me the whole thing. Give me the whole thing.
If everybody go out there and do what we've been doing this whole camp, and week one, we going to beat this team, cuz. Don't worry about nothing. We finna beat this team.
We know a lot of people don't like us. We don't care. I know a lot of people don't like me. I don't care.
Yeah.
But we're going to play some football today.
We in for a fight for 4 quarters, 60 minutes. Give it everything you got. Whether we play them in the damn parking lot, whether we play them in the grocery store, you don't give a damn what we play them at. Bottom line is, they can't hit the damn mouth today.
Heavyweight fight, or no hurt turn, let's dominate. We're the best team in the league.
I want you to play fast today. I ain't worried about mistakes. Play fast.
No.
But just keep up the pace, man. Keep up the pace. All right, they're running out of gas. We're in the second
half. Time to get our takeaway. Time to get our takeaway right now.
Indeed, great game. Week one on deck. All right, look, I don't know what your plan is the next few hours, but I would surmise, or I would suggest to you that you get you a cold libation, a remote control, your favorite sandwich. I don't care if you got to go to Mickey D's, you got to make your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Get your favorite sandwich. Settle in for the ride. Week one is on deck. Fox and our guys over at CBS are ready to bring you the pregame show as they get ready to rock and roll for their week one assignments. Tonight, NBC has your Sunday Night Love. Tomorrow night, 2 Monday Night Football games on deck for you. If you can't get loaded up with your football this weekend, well, then you're just not living, son. And the reality is, you need to be living. 4 minutes left. Perfect time for me to go ahead and say my thank yous and appreciates and all those other wonderful things we typically do. So let me do this. To all the friends north of the border, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. To all the friends in Middle Earth, better known as Chicago, Richland Park, that area, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. To the people around this wonderful country who have touched my life in some way, shape, or form, or maybe I've touched yours, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it whatsoever. All right? It is going to be an absolute amazing day. For the Chicago fans, look for some good things out of Chicago Bears against Buffalo today. For the Dallas Cowboy fans, it may be a long day. Just try to hold on to some level of optimism against that Niners team. For the Eagle fans, hey, man, I need y'all, man. But that survival pool, nobody wants to be out of week one. So handle your business, all right? Handle your business. In the meantime, I love you guys. There's nothing you can do about it. The sounds of the game are up. The sound pods are coming up now. Your networks are ready to rock and roll. So whether you're watching the Fox game or the CBS game, get your love on. Enjoy the games today. Enjoy it, man. Have something to eat. Be nice to each other today. That was my brother's big thing, and I want to take a page out of him right now. Be nice to somebody today, okay? Find somebody you can put a smile on their face, all right? Maybe it's a little kid. Maybe it's the girlfriend, whoever. Find someone to be cool with today, all right? It's week one of the National Football League. All the world is ablaze with National Football League love. So you know what? You may be in Kansas City, you don't have Dwayne Bowe, but you can find some love in Jamaal Charles and Alex Smith, okay? You may be in Chicago with Jay Cutler and Matt Forte. You ought to be able to find some love there, even if you're a Buffalo fan, all right? Doesn't matter where you are. If you're an Anaheim Angels fan, kudos to Albert Pujols and the success he's had in baseball. Stop by and spend some time with that brother, and they buy a ticket. Go to a game. Enjoy the talents that are on that field. Live your life, people. Life is too short to become sedentary and not live. Enjoy it. Enjoy it like you've never enjoyed it before. Again, to the friends up north, hey, what's going on with the CFL? Someone needs to give me an update with the CFL. See if I can follow my Calgary Stampeders. For those of you playing fantasy football, good luck. We did not do your rank today because we didn't get our feet, apparently, from Matthew Berry, but that's okay. Stone Cold Lead Pipe Blocks, we'll table those for next week. Because the bottom line is they just really weren't that good this week. They weren't really done well. I know they matured past all the fun things they did in the past, but it's not that good. So I'll tell you what, we'll move on about it because I love you and I want you to be entertained. I want you to be informed. Again, for those of you who are on the whole bandwagon thing, if you're rooting for Dallas because they've hired Michael Sam on the practice squad, have a better reason. I said it, I'll stand by it. Have a better reason, all right? The young man can be a role model for a lot of young men, a lot of people going through a lot of variety of different challenges in this world. But it's about football today, all right? It's about football. When the game ends and all the helmets taken off, everything's hung up, everyone's gone home, hopefully happy and healthy, we can talk about other things in this world. But today, put all the guns down, put all stupid things down. Let's enjoy some football today. Let's enjoy what has now become the great American sport. All right? I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it, and we'll see you next time only on the fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. Good day, everybody.